Hey girls, Maria Menounos here, author of The Every Girl's Guide to Life. Want to know my best tips and secrets for organization, travel, weight loss, beauty, fashion, and everything else in between? Go to bing.com/Maria and pick up my new book, The Every Girl's Guide to Life.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for South Park. Tonight's host is Phil Svitek. Joining Phil will be AfterBuzz co-host DJ Jesse Janity. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest South Park news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, Phil Svitek!
Yo, what up, After Buzzers?
You gotta be a little more high-pitched than that.
Yo, what up, After Buzzers?
Hey, what up?
Well, South Park, Funny Bot, I believe is the title of the episode. Is that what it's called, Jesse?
Yep.
Funny Bot. And so I was away for about a week, and these guys neglected to do a South Park podcast. I guess I should take that in good faith that they couldn't do one without me.
We couldn't imagine doing it without you, Phil.
That's exactly
the problem.
And that right there was actually Ian Kaiser Sose. You may know him from our Jersey Shore edition. Now, funny fact about Ian Kaiser Sose, he is actually the original host for AfterBuzz TV.
Phil and I were just reminiscing about our first Skype session, trying to learn to work radio technology.
Yes.
And
okay.
Phil's come a long way with it. Let's put it that way.
Well, when we were testing out methods, when we first got going, our first show was the Jersey Shore, and it was just Ian and I for the season 2 premiere of Jersey Shore.
And by the way,
just look this up. Look up the episode. It's not available to the public. We'll release it in like 10 years from now. But Jesse, just find a random spot and just play it for like a few seconds.
And I think Ian Kaiser Sose is exclusive to Jersey Shore hosting duties.
But it's so
I'm
awesome.
I'm just Ian Kaiser when it's South Park. And by the way, this is the second show I've hosted this week where I didn't get my own name introduction, which is a little upsetting.
Well,
You also just jump in at the last minute, Ian.
That's true. I do. Yes. Kind of just jump in.
Well, before Jesse cues up our first ever AfterBuzz episode, where it was literally Ian and I, but I have a few plugs that I want to give. Obviously, The Every Girl's Guide to Life by Maria Menounos. It is doing very well. And Ian, did you know that I'm gonna force to try to rename it to The Every Person's Guide to Life, because I'm sick and tired of this crap where me and my peeps, guys, I get a lot of emails from guys like, hey, it's a great book, but I hate being caught with it. Because it's like you're caught jerking off or something. And you know what? I mean, never mind. But the point is that it's a great book. It's got great advice for everyone, not just girls. Okay, skip over the makeup crap if you're a guy. Like, duh. But, you know.
You're absolutely right. Organizational skills, things like just.
Have you read it, Ian?
I have.
You have. What was your favorite tip?
My favorite tip of all is the the problem is not enough people use makeup on their neckline. And oh wait, I just gave myself away with the makeup thing.
How about not chewing on pens, because numerous people have touched those pens and there's germs on them and you're literally putting those germs in your mouth, Ian. Not only that, I'm just more pissed that you're chewing up AfterBuzz pens.
I'm a little pissed we're chewing up AfterBuzz time when people want to hear about South Park. Well, let's talk about South Park.
Well, before for those of you listening on iTunes, skip to minute five. But you know what? Let me just finish off the plugs. All right. I promised these guys at Honor Bar Indian Restaurant that we'd give them a plug. And you know what? We were just there. It's a great restaurant, great Indian food.
Encino, California. Delicious, delicious.
Yes. So if you're ever out in Los Angeles, go visit our friends at Anar Bar. I'm butchering their name. But they are on Ventura Boulevard in Encino, as well as Woodland Hills. So just check them out. As they say, spicy as you order, we cook in low cholesterol and oil-free cooking available. Our experienced chef and employees have been with us for over 17 years with everything specifically prepared to your order. That's right. Now,
it's way better than however Phil just sold it.
And okay, so you know what? Let's save the first episode we ever did for the special segment. Because as our fans want, we're going to give them what they ordered, and that is South Park. So, Ian, Fanbot, your initial thoughts on the episode?
Initial thoughts, I love the episode. It's one of those episodes...
What, did you just drop something, Ian? Ian is such an inexperienced... All right, continue, please. Just forget that you dropped it.
I think we should look to the booth for that one. But as I was saying, Jess is going to defend himself. So, no, it was a great episode. It was one of those episodes where it becomes kind of like a little microcosm that's going on in Colorado and South Park, and it blows up and has, you know, big, epic, worldwide, giant movie proportions. And I always love those episodes. And I also always love episodes with Jimmy, because I always think back to the Fish Sticks episode, which was a Jimmy-featured episode and also one of my favorites. So as soon as Jimmy came on, I was a happy guy.
Well, you know, it's this episode was mainly, as you said, it was worldwide and epic proportions, but it was mainly about the kids themselves. And I know Trey and Matt, they specifically like to do those types of episodes because they feel those are their favorite ones versus where Randy and the parents get sort of involved in what's going on at South Park Elementary.
Although I love Randy, too. Randy's
my other favorite. I believe he's the biggest catalyst.
Absolutely.
But... the Comedy Awards. Could we say?
Yes. So obviously, I'm sure everyone knows who watches Comedy Central and South Park in general. They just had the Comedy Awards, which were touted to be this big deal award show for comedians, I guess, and people who make other people laugh. And
I thought it was a great idea. I was actually I knew about it, and I was actually talking on two occasions, and literally within the week. I spoke to Doug Herzog, the head of MTV and Comedy Central and all that, and they were loving it, and he pitched it really well. And so I guess it didn't go so well. What's...
Well, I don't know. Well, that's the question. I guess there was a couple things that this brought up, and I wonder if this is Matt and Trey kind of mirroring their issues with it on the show. But my first thing was... You know, when Jimmy announces the category for funniest person in South Park, he is up against Clyde.
But by the way, first off, initial hatred against the fact. Remember, what's the principal's name? He always talks like, okay.
That's the school counselor. Okay, the principal's the blonde
one. Oh, yes. So the school counselor. And so he announces all students and faculty must attend a handicapped retard assembly, basically. Right. And he's like, oh, that means
the AfterBuzz disclaimer again, please? Do we need that for Phil today?
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.
I'm merely recapping what happened. And I love how Mr. Mackey says, that means I'm going to have to suck it up too. Balls.
Mackey's always great for a comment like that.
He is.
So as I was saying, the first category is...
But, so I was merely saying, by doing that, was there a huge reluctance against the Comedy Awards in general?
That's a good question, and we should preface. Nobody here has seen the Comedy Awards. And I wonder how many people out there have seen the Comedy Central Comedy Awards.
All right, which I'm going to beg the question later of, obviously when we get into predictions, next week episode is the Royal Wedding episode. Why wasn't that this week, since it would have been more timely?
That's a good question, yeah. You'd think they'd have the time to do that turnover. To get that episode. But we'll wait for that for predictions.
All right.
So, Clyde, has never said anything funny in his life on the show. So he was a good option to go up against Jimmy if Jimmy's trying to rig the show, which makes me ask the question.
I don't think he was trying to rig the show. I think he literally, I think in his mind, he literally, I mean, right? It was Clyde, it was Jimmy, and it was Kelly.
Yeah, but even like Kenny has a couple funny zingers once in a while. Like, there's people who could have legitimately contended for that comedy award.
But this was the Special Ed Department Comedy Awards.
No, it was.
I think it was presented by
the Special Ed kids.
It wasn't only because I don't think Kyle's in special or Clyde's in Special Ed.
Yeah, no.
So I do wonder if their implication though was that.
But they always shit on Kyle, not Kyle, Clyde.
Yeah, Clyde's like such a dumping ground for them, isn't he?
Yeah, because he's the good-looking guy. I don't understand how he's the good-looking guy, but apparently he is, and they just shit on him.
Yeah. But I wondered, is the implication that the comedy show itself was rigged? Is that a possibility that it was kind of, you know, one of these shows they put on with preconceived ideas of who would win? It was people who worked for Comedy Central and have involvement with them. Do you think it was that type of thing?
Yes, perhaps. I mean, but what the hell was the crap about Barack Obama?
Wait, you're talking about the actual award show.
I'm talking about the
award show. So I just looked it up, and the top honors was David Letterman got the top honor. Oh. Will Ferrell, Tina Fey, Eddie Murphy, and Jon Stewart were all big winners.
I wonder how many of them actually accepted their awards, because that was another running joke.
Those are the only people that I'm seeing in pictures, so I kind of think those were
the ones, yeah.
Well, how are you going to deny those? I mean, okay, you could argue against David Letterman,
and
I guess.
Alec Baldwin.
Now, I mean, how are you going to argue against Tina Fey, Eddie Murphy, funny, Will Ferrell, he's been around. I mean, maybe not within this year, definitely Tina Fey, I would say, but just long standing, I would argue those guys.
Let's talk about the Germans, the Japanese, and the Eskimos for the least funny group of people. Was this the right nominees, or do you guys...
Well, I don't know what the you pick Eskimos,
what their comedy stylings are like.
Yeah, Japanese.
How about the Slovaks? Are they? How would you say they rate as a comedic people?
They're pretty comedic. Well, okay, Japanese. I would say they're up there because clearly they don't have time to joke around. They just dealt with a tsunami.
Right.
So they don't really have time for jokes. The Germans.
Awkward.
Yes, yes, indeed. Very awkward. The Germans, they always sound like, for those of you who can't understand the language, they always sound very pissed, right?
It's not a funny accent. You know, there's certain accents like a Swedish accent, you know, where you get the Swedish shit, like, orga borga yarga. That's funny. But yeah, the German, there's something very thick and not maybe as comedic about it.
Okay, Ian, I know you have meticulous notes. Give me one of the Germans' jokes.
There was knock knock. Who's there? A cannibal. A cannibal who's coming to eat you. No, I will murder you first.
Asshole, I will murder you first.
That was one of the Germans' jokes.
Oh my! Then there was the one liner, right?
Yeah, that was great.
With the bar one or the chicken one? What was it?
I don't know. And by the way, the other person who took a big beating was Tyler Perry. They really... And who seems like an easy
mark?
A lot of people go after Tyler.
What about
Tyler?
When Jimmy said, Kyle, tell them what happened the last time that Jeremy didn't like somebody.
Oh, that was great, too. And then Cartman trying to sell Kyle to the... Trying to sell him out to save his own ass as a Zoptic Jew. Great.
But let's talk about the Tyler Perry thing. Obviously a running theme. Now... In the black culture, they only have Tyler Perry, really, right?
Yes.
Let's not.
Is that right? I don't know.
Who else do they have, Ian? Who else?
Spike Lee's. You know,
Spike Lee's not funny. Spike Lee's a good filmmaker, but he's not funny.
That's very true.
Are you saying that caters specifically for African Americans? Because there's plenty of African Americans who are very Chris Rock. David Chappelle's hilarious.
Yeah, but they're not.
They don't produce
black comedy, you know?
Right.
So, and I love the fact of, and we've talked about this on the game, and...
So the contention is that Tyler Perry is successful and funny, only as a result of there being nothing else.
Well, yes. Yeah, because most people think he isn't that funny, but because there's nothing else, that's why they said, quit paying Tyler Perry.
He won't go away unless you quit paying him, right.
But literally, that's all the black community really has. I mean, that's why when BET's The Game took off, and you can listen to all our podcasts about it, we basically talk about just like black entertainment the whole damn time. And there's nothing else.
It's a big
and so, of course, yeah, Black Perry's going to be a phenomenon because he's it. That's it. But I love how they make... And you know what? Yeah, I don't think he's that great.
You've seen some of his films?
I've seen most of his previews.
Most of his previews? Oh, it's good you have a good knowledge base to pull from when you're judging Tyler Perry then. Anyway, so...
Well, here's what I will say, though, too. I look to South Park a lot of times to fill in the gaps that I don't know much of. much like I look to the scary movies.
That is such a scary thought because it's, I think...
Much of the time as I look to scary movie to fill in my horror needs, much of the time as I look to Jon Stewart and...
Your news needs.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, well, I think I hope you're jesting a little bit, but I think the idea is
I'm really not.
Just so you know, the Canadian Prince next week did not really get married. It was a playoff.
Oh, wow. That's predictions. Oh, sorry. But no, so I think South Park, the ideal viewer is someone who does have kind of all these different references and news items to pull from and then watches the show to get a comment on it rather than actually getting...
Well, okay. But yes, but can I not argue by seeing the previews and by making that assumption that I hate Tyler Perry and all of his comedy that I still find it funny?
No, I suppose that's fair. I've never actually seen a Steven Spielberg film, but when they play that music during the previews, I'm like, I can't watch this.
Wait, are you serious? You've never seen...
No, Jaws scared me too much.
You've never seen E.T., you've never seen Hook, you've never seen Jaws, you've never seen... Jurassic Park. You've never seen
any movie.
Indiana Jones.
I can't get through them. So, let's talk about FunnyBot. FunnyBot comes in, and I think this also it's a question of you have to ask what is funny, what makes something funny, because every time FunnyBot said something in its monotone computer voice, I was on the floor laughing.
I wonder if our fans were too. Fans, let us know. Right now, we're broadcasting it. Not a regular hour, so we probably won't get callers. But email at us, info@afterbuzztv.com. Let us know if you found FunnyBot funny.
I would go see a FunnyBot straight stand-up set. I could listen to that computer voice just fill in the blanks for comedy and laugh for hours.
You know what? If anything, it kind of reminded me of Mitch Hedberg.
Yes, it did.
A little bit.
Jess, pull up a Mitch Hedberg clip.
He
so
was the living
compare.
FunnyBot.
And if you can, pull up a living FunnyBot quote so we
and,
can
and
do
I was
side
sold
by side.
Right away when he came in with the line about, did you hear about the governor in Alabama whose house burnt down, I think it was? It took down the whole trailer park. And we were laughing, right? And it seemed like none of the kids were laughing. I was like, what? That's funny.
If Springsteen did stand-up comedy, I wouldn't be here. Yeah, I got to write these jokes, so I sit at the hotel at night, I think of something that's funny, then I go get a pen and I write it down. Or, if the pen's too far away, I have to convince myself that what I thought of ain't funny.
Seeking main brain!
Hey, whoa, you can't go that way!
What the hell are you doing? I am taking comedy to the next level. The extermination of all biological life on Earth!
What?
It is the ultimate joke. Humans make comedy. Humans build robot. Robot ends all life on Earth. Robot feels awkward.
There's definitely some Mitch Hedberg in there. You're right. And by the way, oh, that line, I do want to talk about that. Because isn't the ultimate thing of something not being funny is explaining the joke? And
yes.
The bot, he goes on to explain the whole joke. And then isn't the humor lost at that point?
I guess.
I think the humor was lost when he was going to blow up the whole world. Wait a minute, we actually have a caller.
What's up?
Caller, you're on the line.
Hello?
Caller.
Hello?
It's the funny bot, isn't it?
I'm going to kill you.
All right. Well, if you... Speak up if you're on the line. Speak up whenever.
Yeah, and also speaking of Mitch Hedberg and that joke about writing jokes with a pen, why do you think FunnyBot needs to type at a typewriter, like a typical joke? Like, doesn't he have some kind of storage mainframe where he'd keep his?
No,
jokes?
Because it's funny that he's, he's at a typewriter.
I see.
Okay, let's talk about the chicken joke. Why doesn't
a pecker on his head? What was the joke?
Why doesn't a chicken wear pants? Because his pecker's on his head.
Classic. Are these are probably like joke book jokes that kids hear growing up, right?
Well,
because I'd never heard any of those actually.
I'd never heard any of those.
I think I've heard the Pillsbury Doughboy one, the donuts.
Yeah, donuts.
But I definitely never heard. I hate homework. I hate homework so much. I hate homework over doing Brian Gumble in the asshole. Awkward. 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 Never heard that one before.
Yeah, I don't think most of us have.
I also think that might have been the awkward thing about just a comment on comedians who kind of rely on
awkward.
Some kind of catchphrase or something to fill in for where the punchline goes. Maybe I'm overthinking it, but
maybe
awkward.
You know what? Are you a fan of Dan Cook?
Sure.
Why?
He's a friend of the show.
He is a friend of the show. But what I will say, he takes quite a beating though out there from some people.
Dan Cook's had it rough. Yeah,
he has. I mean, most of the people say that the only reason why he's funny is because he's just damn loud, and projects, and just tells stories, but just projects.
If loud was funny, Phil, you would be.
I'm not that loud.
Funny. I can't fill in the joke.
I'm not that funny.
Hilarious.
Awkward.
Very awkward. All right.
Oh, and so, the other great joke was Mexicans complain about turtles in their vaginas. Mexicans, turtles, and vaginas being the words that were filled in.
Okay, we have to talk about Adam Sandler and his troupe.
And Dane Cook was in there, actually. He was one of the crew, yeah.
I actually turned to Ian, and I was like, who are those people?
Yeah, I noticed David Spade, Kevin James, obviously Jay Leno and Adam Sandler, Louis C.K., Zach Galifianakis.
Wow.
Yeah, he's the bearded guy.
That's funny.
They were angry. Who knew comedian? Well, obviously, they have some built-up, you know, angst about the world.
I think they should have made him more. I mean, they obviously made Jay Leno very recognizable, but some of the other guys were lost on me.
I also wonder. I guess it was funny about hurt comedy in general because I wouldn't really. I know some of those guys came up as stand-ups, but I wouldn't consider them. You know, Jay Leno's like a host now. I don't see him. I guess he goes around and tours doing stand-up, right?
Well, I think their technical term is that he's a comedian.
A comedian
host or whatever.
And what about Adam Sandler? I see as a movie star now. I don't think he ever does any.
Yeah, but he's still a comedian. Is Tyler Perry a stand-up guy?
That's a good point.
I mean, I'm asking.
No, I don't think so. I think he's.
I haven't heard any of his previews for his stand-up. So, you know, and you know what? That's actually one of Mitch Hedberg's jokes where he's like, "Okay, so you do comedy. So they want you to do all this stuff that's related to comedy, but not quite comedy. Okay, so you can do comedy." Can you act? That's like asking me if I studied my ass off to be a chef, but then they said, okay, now you can cook. Can you farm? So.
That's a great joke.
It is. I love how literal, you know, he is.
You were one of my first introductions to Mitch Hedberg, by the way.
Was I?
Yeah.
I thought you knew about him.
I heard that story.
Yeah, to keep me awake, we had a 2-hour drive. Phil would play
Mitch Hedberg comedy. And okay, so just a quick little background. We were driving to Boston after having no sleep. We had around 3 hours worth of sleep for about 3 weeks at this point. But for the last 4 days, we got pretty much no sleep. And we're driving to Boston. And I thought, you know what? Let's have a good laugh while driving to Boston. So I'll play some Mitch Hedberg for Ian Kaiser. Ian Kaiser is driving. About half an hour in, he just literally sighs. And I forget if it was a CD or what the hell it was, like how it was rigged, because it was like some contraption.
I think it was on your computer.
He pulls cords, and he's like, "Turn that fire thing off!" That
blue primal. I didn't even know I had that in me.
No, he literally, if there was a CD involved in any capacity, he literally either threw it out of the CD tray or the computer tray and chucked it out the window, and he says, turn that damn thing off. But anyway, yes. So let's dissect FunnyBot's comedy. It's mainly relating to switching the anatomies of a male and a female, right? And the Sandra Bullock line.
Always followed by awkward at the end.
Yes. Is that, I mean, is that really, Jesse, you have some comedy background. Is that literally what the kids now do, is just awkward? Because like, that just sucks.
That is a playoff, what the kids say. Awkward. That's a popular term.
I mean, you know what? I get it. I get it in the sense that if you and I, Ian, we were hanging out, or Jesse, and I can make that a punchline about something. But if I'm doing stand-up, I would not use that as the punchline. Like, right. Be a little more creative.
Do you think that the Nutty Professor... I enjoyed the Nutty Professor, but I think I'd prefer to watch FunnyBot playing all the characters in the Nutty Professor.
I think I would, too. I mean, just ridiculous.
Pretty spectacular.
Okay, now, you didn't get the fact that Jay Leno was actually going to kill Kenny.
Right, I asked you, why isn't Kenny in the room with the others?
Because he's going to be the sacrifice, or was going to be the sacrifice.
Yeah, we didn't get a, you killed Kenny, you bastards. And they set it up for
never do that.
Once in a while, when they want to recall the joke, I think, they'll go back.
You know, they played to it.
Yeah, they definitely did.
But, so I was going to go back to Jimmy. But first, I want to go back to Timmy and his band.
Yeah, remember he was in, like, the Lords of, what was it? He had, like, a hard, like, a metal band. But now he's got kind of like a swing. Like
Timmy.
Yeah, very kind of relaxed. It's a whole new thing for him.
It was great. I liked it a lot.
Still, lyrically, he hasn't gone too far from his roots. But,
well, you know, lyrics are awesome. I love Timmy. All right, well.
I kind of want to call this guest caller because they keep calling in. And
all right, well, pick him up. Let's do it. Let's bring on this caller. Come in when you're ready. All right, so before we wrap, I was going to kind of wrap up, but I'm going
to... Well, have a point I want to bring up also about kind of concerning Matt and Trey's experience with the Comedy Awards. When they use the logic loop on FunnyBot, and they present them with the award, and FunnyBot starts going off about, you know, if I accept the award, is it... funny? Is it not funny? Is it validation for being all these different issues? Is that what Matt and Trey were kind of grappling with when they accepted the award?
I guess. I mean, do you know of people, whether authors, whether musicians, where by accepting an award, you're sort of invalidating your art,
right,
as it were? Do you get that feeling?
It sounded like from this, that's what they seemed to be saying.
I don't know. Do you agree with that?
That you invalidate
your art?
I don't know. I feel like if I was in that position, I'd want to be praised for what I did, and just a very base, egotistical, narcissistic level. But I would think they're beyond any of that.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. It's just, I think every person deserves some recognition, especially, I mean, and we haven't had a comedy thing, you know. I mean, it was so I guess all in all, in the words of Jimmy, all in all, a good first successful comedy award.
That's right. Absolutely.
Jess, do we have the caller?
No, they keep, I called them and they just keep hanging up on us.
Awkward.
Yeah, they're
it's like a running joke.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I guess in that case, why don't we go to a commercial, and then we must come back in with Ian Kaiser, Sose, and me hosting the first ever AfterBuzz TV podcast that is not available to the public. We'll give them a little preview.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
29.
It's television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
Welcome back, everybody. Do we have it queued up? Not yet. We can't. Ian, what are you doing? Are you sabotaging this?
I think you never really saw Vinny demonstrate his true power as you know, with his pimp juice.
This is awesome.
This is depressing.
He's as strong as Mike or Ronnie. I think he's just a little more reserved. And so I'm excited to see him kind of come out of his shell this season. Hopefully he'll be able to make the 60 for 60.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely agree.
there's somebody logging in to Skype.
The first night out. And that's really when the crux of. I felt like a lot of the episode was a lot of catching up, just seeing.
How come I'm carrying
you know,
the
where
show
they've
here?
Been, what
see where the host
relationships are like, and then they go out, and that's where. Really, the two main plot points from the episode to come to fruition. And that was obviously Sammy and Ronnie's relationship and where that's gone. And
all right.
Yeah, this is just. This is just
you can. We don't want to lose. Anyone. We don't want to lose fans. But you get the point. So, you know what? On behalf of myself and I and you, that came out weird. But I accept the award for being brave enough to do the
we
first.
We literally lost three viewers.
Wow. All right, well, you know what? Come back next week. All right, let's go to predictions. I don't have news and gossip this week because I didn't do my homework.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, so as we discussed earlier, why not the Royal Wedding episode? That's going to be next week with obviously Canadians. Why not this week and swap them out?
The only thing I can think is that it's going to be such an epic episode. They needed the extra work of prep. And I also predict we are definitely going to see a Terrence and Philip appearance, which makes me very excited. And don't be surprised if they fart on the prince and princess's heads.
Well, so is this going to be a kid-based episode? I mean, how are the kids going to be involved?
We saw Kyle's younger brother, who we know is adopted and he's originally Canadian, watching. So I think somehow.
So they're going to be all watching, and it's going to be a commentary on how that insane amount of people were watching.
That could be, yeah. But I think somehow the little brother is going to get.
So who's going to be
in.
Incorporated? I mean, they have to have David Beckham in the thing.
David Beckham, yeah.
Elton John.
Elton John, yeah. You were very involved. We should mention how involved Phil was with this royal wedding, so.
I personally hated the royal wedding, but yes, AfterBuzz TV did produce a pre-show, a live show commentary, and then an after show for the royal wedding, so you can check that out. If you want to get the play-by-play of the actual wedding, listen to our live show. If you kind of want what it was like before the wedding, listen to our pre-show, but to be honest with you, I just recommend our after show because that's when we kind of wrap things up and you know what happens and things like that. So, but that's when we give our full commentary of, you know, I think that's
maybe we should do a Royal Canadian South Park wedding episode. We'll do pre, during, and after as well for that next week. How do you guys feel about that?
Are you going to be
involved?
And we'll
pimp the studio out again with the flowers and everything.
Are you going to be involved?
Absolutely. I'll put on a we'll tuxedo. We'll do the whole nine.
Yeah, but I feel like we got to chop off our heads or whatever. You know what I mean? Like the Canadians. South Park Canadians.
Oh, how they have those kind of weird half heads?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that'd be easy enough to do because this is only audio. So, yeah, we'd do that for you guys. But speaking of which, let me just say that for June 2nd and 3rd, we will be at the MTV Movie Awards Gift Suites. And we will be doing some shows from there. We will be giving you coverage of what's going on. We will be interviewing celebrities, so look forward to
that.
That's
going to be exciting.
It's going to be very exciting, Ian. Any last jokes you want to tell the fans?
None that I could tell as well as funny, Bot.
You got any dirty jokes?
I'll tell you off air. We'll go into some jokes.
Oh my.
But I do want to thank Phil and Jesse both for.
I want to thank Tyler Perry for his resilience in comedy.
Yeah, he was pretty stand up to do that episode and not take himself too seriously, wouldn't you say?
That's not what I meant. But all right, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, Ian Kaiser, so say.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.